Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Friday, the 4th of March, 2016. I'm Steve. I'm in Leonsea and Essex. We got Carl in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm still doing good. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm still doing good. I'm still positive, still out there. So, yes, looking forward to the show, mate.
All right. So, Spurs, Arsenal.
Yeah, massive.
Prediction?
3-1 Spurs.
Okay.
I hope so.
Anyway, here comes the heavy metal music. That was the end of the show. That's that. Well, let's see. Let's see how we get on, eh? Right, let's go back a few games because obviously we haven't done a show for a couple of weeks. We had loads of games. Loads of games coming up as well, Carl, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Good, exciting stuff. Right, so we had... I think we did Watford, and then where, as I said to you, Carl, is the best performance of the season.
Yeah.
Then we had Palace.
In the cup.
I don't think we spoke about the game.
No, we didn't.
But you know, we battered them really.
Yeah.
And that was unlucky, and I was gutted we were out. Obviously.
Yeah.
For me, it's the cup that. Well, actually, no, the League Cup is the one that I think we should win every year. And the FA Cup is something that, you know, is obviously massive. And then Europa, Fiorentina.
Yeah, great performance. Yeah.
Good. And Swansea.
Yeah, went into Swansea. Look, I say a bit like yourself, FA Cup got it as well, Steve, that day. You know, as you say, when you look at the chances, remember the one rolled across the line from Dele Alli as well?
Yeah.
You know, we had the chances to beat them. And when you look at Palace's results since then as well, you know, it's hard to believe that that team got a result against us. But look, it was one of those things. A lot of people going on, oh, maybe it wasn't a bad thing. But to me, it was bad. We still want to be in the FA Cup. And, you know, it was a great chance to get to Wembley. But, you know, it's done and dusted now. And I think, obviously, the priorities are now on, you know, chasing this, you know, title dream that we'll have, and Swansea was the next game up after the Europa, and you know, it was a massive match. I actually had the joy of listening to it on the radio. I haven't listened to the radio for such a long time, and I was in Dublin actually with my son. We had a football match that morning, and we were driving back, and we literally just got driving back as it kicked off, and it takes a couple of hours to get back, so we had the whole game. And do you know what? See, listening to radio commentary, nightmare. Absolute nightmare, because every time, because Spurs absolutely battered them, as you know, and every time something happened, the commentators sound as if it's a goal.
Yeah.
And me and Christopher at certain points were looking at each other, you know, clenched fists, cheering, yes, we're back in this game. And then it wasn't a goal. So it was the most frustrating drive ever, not knowing what was going on. But, you know, to be a goal down, then I was hearing reports that United were beating Arsenal, and you know, eventually it went to 3-1 to United. I was just praying, you know, please let us get this goal. And, you know, we did, and went absolutely mad. And when we got the winner, even mad again, you know. So, look, it was a brilliant result. To me, when I watched, obviously, the game then that evening, I thought the performance was outstanding. I know you said Watford was the best. You were obviously at both games. You know, to me, I thought that performance against Swansea was immense. And, you know, it was just a fantastic result. Big, big game for us. And it was a great 3 points, Steve.
Yeah, it was similar. You know, absolutely battered them. Great to watch. You know, again, fantastic. And loads of chances. And you know, rightly won the game. But, you know, then you move on to West Ham, you know, West Ham, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that one?
You're putting it all on me here tonight.
Right.
So you are. I know. Well, look, I think what it was, and like, I'll say how I felt in the run-up to that game. for me, West Ham was always going to probably be one of our toughest fixtures. And, you know, it was typical that it was going to be an away game at West Ham on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or whatever night it was going to be, you know, under the floodlights. I think if that had been an early Sunday or a Saturday kickoff, I personally think it would have been a different game. I really do. But I think, you know, that was almost like a European tie, if you know what I mean. It was, you know, that, you know, the build up to it. Obviously, Leicester had slipped up and that was our chance, you know, to go top of the league. And in hindsight, after what happened to Arsenal against Swansea, we would have been, what, 6 points clear going into Arsenal this weekend. So everybody was hyped up and built up for it. Personally, for me, I was really worried about the game. I just had a real bad feeling. I get that sometimes. And I was more than happy to maybe come away from that game with a draw. But, you know, I'm watching the performance, Steve. You know, it was a poor, poor night for us, you know. But look, I'm not going to slag them off. I've seen a lot of ones on Twitter, you know, Potch out was starting again. But I think there's people on Twitter just want to do it just to get their name out there. But, you know, it was a poor performance. And look, we've got to give West Ham massive credit. From the first whistle, they were in our faces. I think they changed their formation. And, you know, they were strong, quick to the ball, quicker than us. And it was just a really frustrating night. And really as well, Steve, we never really had a clear-cut chance. Other than maybe Harry Kane's one where he just didn't really get on the end of it. But there was just nothing happening. And it was just one of those frustrating nights where it just wasn't going to happen. And unfortunately, it had to be at West Ham. As we all know, that's their cup final. But I just had a bad feeling just with it being the evening game. You knew they were going to be up for it. And we just didn't get the result on the night. But look, you know, we just need to put it to bed. And you know, there's no better game coming up than Arsenal at home. You know, early kickoff against them, go and win this game, then we go top of the league. You know, Leicester are away to Watford, really, really tough game. Watford gave United a match the other night as well. And I actually think these are the games. We said it in the last show that, you know, you might see Leicester struggle, you know, more. Like they got a last minute winner against Norwich, drew with West Brom. You know, they've got a tough run of games here against those teams fighting for their lives. But
So can we still go top if we win?
Yeah, but we're 3 points behind Leicester.
Yeah.
So obviously we're the early kickoff. So we win that, we go top in goal difference.
Okay.
Because we're so far ahead in all the teams in goal difference. Right. So, you know, we beat Arsenal, we go top, we go 6 points clear of Arsenal. So it's a wee bit like the situation we were in before the West Ham game.
Yeah.
And then the pressure's on Leicester to go to Watford and get a result. So look, it's a massive, look, it can't get any bigger. It's the biggest North London derby for probably what, since the 91 Cup semi-final?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's my feeling about it. It's massive. But you know what? And I never really say I'm positive. I actually feel really good about this game, Steve.
Hmm.
I think the West Ham defeat won't have done us any harm. It'll G them up. It'll have them ready. Arsenal, I think it's true. I think Cech's out. Kachelny's out. You know, they've a few players missing. But look, they've still got quality to come into their side. And on any given day, you know, Arsenal can beat anybody.
Yeah.
You know, if Ozil and Sanchez and, you know, Danny Welbeck's hitting a bit of form. Walcott always seems to have a good
Giroud's game. Not scored for something like 10 games. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, could be as well. Even though I don't rate that big guy. You know, watched him live a couple of times at White Hart Lane. And he's like a big woman, so he is, you know. So, look, I personally think they've got an awful lot more to fear about us. I don't know, is Dembele back? Have you heard?
I hope so, yeah. I'm not sure.
I really hope Dembele's back in tomorrow. And look, if he's fit,
he's our best player, Cole. He's our best player. Yes, so.
Look, see if he's fit, Steve. You know, I don't want to see him on the bench. If he's fit enough to be on the bench, he's fit enough to start, in my opinion. Definitely. Get him straight into the team. And another good thing from
he's
West
no
Ham.
Good, he's no good off the bench, is he?
No.
You got to play the guy.
You've got to play him, Steve. But I think another, just to point back on West Ham, I know Mark Nelson, who listens to the show a lot, was sending me a few texts during the game. And he was watching on a dodgy link, I think. And he was really worried that Vimmer or Toby, you know, was going to get sent off.
Yeah.
Carrying yellow cards. And thankfully, both of them come through that game because that would have been a big, big loss.
Yeah.
But as far as I believe, we're going full strength tomorrow. And hopefully maybe Dembele back in there as well. So,
yeah, I mean, no,
we've got to be confident, Steve, with the way. I know Tuesday night was a poor performance, but you're going to get that. But the way they've been playing, it's been superb. It's been brilliant to watch.
Yeah. You know, West Ham was disappointing because, you know, it was such a poor performance. And, you know, the player that I really picked out was Dyer, actually, who has been so immense all season, and just didn't see him at all. You know, he's not a creative player, so it's not someone that you go, oh, you know, what's he done? But then again, Dyer has been involved in everything we've done all season.
Yeah.
And, you know, against Swansea, it was actually Eriksen who was playing the deeper role. And it was great because he was getting on the ball the whole time. Eriksen was brilliant against Swansea. Best game of the season from him by a mile, because he was getting on the ball the whole time and demanding the ball and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fullbacks a minute, because that's what everyone's talking about. We have done for the last, 3 or 4 months. A lot of people straight onto Twitter saying, well, when we play Arsenal, we'll get, you know, Walker and Rose back in, and Trippier and Davis are our second string, and this sort of, you know, that's not true. It's not true. I mean, who played against Crystal Palace, Cole?
Yeah, that's right.
It was Walker and Rose. Who played against Swansea? It was Walker and Rose, you know, but Fiorentina, when we beat them 3-0, that was Trippier and Davis. And when we played against Watford, it was Trippier and Davis. You know, so it's mix and matching and what have you. I've got a crazy idea, Cole, and I don't think we should do it against Arsenal, but I think it's something to think about, maybe in the games coming up. Considering the fact that all four of them are playing so well, and the attacking three, you know, you have the one in the middle, which is probably Dele Alli or Eriksen, but Lamella and Son and Chadley, and, you know, they're sort of, you know, whichever one of those. What about if you play Trippier and Davis, and then you play Rose and Walker in those more attacking roles? So you've
play got all four.
so you've got the power, the pace, the strength, the attacking. They can cover each other. They're all playing so well. Whereas the other guys, Son, Chadley, Trippier, Lamella, are kind of, yeah, good moments, bad moments. You know, something like that. Imagine that side. Imagine how strong. What strong side? You know, a lot of Spurs fans go, oh, well, a bit defensive. No, because, you know, just give them the license to go forward. You've got a lot of power and pace in that setup.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it'll happen.
It won't happen. No, 100% won't happen.
But we have mentioned, you know, a few times on this show.
Play your best players, Cole. Play it. And they're all the best players. Play them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, we have mentioned before about playing Walker as a right-sided midfielder. Danny Rose, I think Danny Rose actually used to be a forward, I think, when he was younger.
Yes, he did, yeah.
You know, we haven't mentioned those things. You know, it would be nice, you know, win the league and, you know, a couple of games left to go, you know, give that a shout maybe. But it's not going to happen. But you're right about Dyer as well in the West Ham. Look, I don't think anybody in the West Ham game had a great game, you know. And
Actually, as a team, we've played so well, like eat to a man. And it was like, wait there. Just because we're such a great team, you don't all have to play badly.
All at the one time, I know. I know. Yeah. It was like the whole team played bad.
Yeah.
I know. And you know, Harry Kane as well, it's just not falling for him at the minute. You're talking about Giroud. You know, Harry Kane's due. He's due a goal. He's due a couple of goals. Because the wee chances and the breaks, like I know against Swansea, he played very, very well, you know, because he's just not a goal scorer. You know, he does a lot of work for the team.
Is it the soppy mask? What, I mean, players didn't used to wear these masks, did they, when they got a broken nose or...
No, it seems to be the end thing at the moment. Look at Chelsea.
I think half needs to Chelsea take off squad. The soppy mask.
Yeah, well, it might be off tomorrow. You know, I think half the Chelsea team's got one of these masks on.
Exactly.
They're all black. You know, Harry's wearing the nice see-through one.
Yeah.
You know, so you can still see his lovely face. Cool. You know, those good looks.
No, I think get rid of the mask.
Yeah, well, let's see if it's gone. But like, I fancy Kane tomorrow. He'll be up for it. He had a lovely tweet today. Did you see it?
Yeah.
You know, training finished. You know, let's get up for this. Look, it's gonna be brilliant. It's gonna be superb. And you're a lucky man, you're going, I'm not getting over to this one. And but like the atmosphere, the build up to it. One thing I thought about today, I'm raging that it's an early kickoff, and I know it's probably a police decision because of obviously they don't want people drinking too long, but like people will be drinking in airports and drinking, you know, with their carryouts from
it's TV,
eight
isn't
in the morning,
it?
You know. TV as well, but I think in these games, Steve, that the police have something to do with these,
yeah,
you know, with these games as well.
So
but,
why are you raging that it's early kickoff?
Well, more so, well, the likes of me, I have to work. You know, I have to work. You know, so it's hard for guys.
You want it delayed to kick off?
Yeah, half five, or the Sunday game. You know, you look at the games on Sunday that Sky are showing. You know, Crystal Palace, Liverpool, and West Brom, Man United.
Yeah.
You know what a boring Sunday lineup.
Yeah.
You know where they could have easily have had maybe one of them on the Saturday, and then Spurs, Arsenal, a bit like Man City, Spurs, the 4 o'clock. You know, Sunday game or even the 2 o'clock Sunday game, I think would have been so much better. But look, it won't make any difference. The place around there tomorrow is going to be buzzing. It's probably already buzzing now. And we all know what it's like in Derby Day. So I've been over to what, the last two or three with you. And, you know, the bars will be rocking, atmosphere will be up. And we have to be confident. You know, I'm delighted it's at White Hart Lane. We wouldn't fancy if it was at the Emirates, even though Arsenal just seem to be playing so poor at the minute, wherever they are. But as you say, it's Arsenal. They're due something. What have they lost their last four?
Yeah.
You know, but when you watch their performance against Swansea, if we had performed like that at home against Swansea, and you know, we'd have been a lot more worried getting into this game.
Yeah.
So we would have, you know, West Ham away. It's a London derby. It's a tough, tough game. So, you know, we've got to be confident in the, I think that game, kick up the backside, and they'll be buzzing to go tomorrow.
Well, we're at West Ham hunted in packs, didn't they? Like we've been doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where you've got to give Billich, you know, a lot of credit. You know, because obviously he studied it, he's looked at what Spurs do, and I think it was one of their players, I forget who it was that was interviewed, he said, look, we know what Spurs are about.
Mm.
So they knew they had to come out from the first whistle and do that, and you know, and they kept it up the whole game. The frustrating thing for me was, you know, when you look at West Ham, they played Sunderland, I think, at the week last weekend, and they struggled to beat Sunderland 1-0. The chances Sunderland had to actually score probably should have beat West Ham. But there you go. It's a London derby. It's a cup final for them. You know, they're going to raise their game. They're going to raise
Yo-yo
their game.
Club, Cole. Yo-yo club.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are.
Well, they are. Of course they are, up and down. You know, Spurs have been, what, 10 years? Top five, top six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, completely different kettle of fish.
Yeah. You're very quiet tonight, Steve.
I'm not. I'm letting you do all the talking.
Are you on the beer?
No, it's not that. I don't want to say too much. I'm offending people with...
Oh, are you getting told off?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I get told off. If anybody listened to the last show, Steve said about the iTunes review that someone put about me. Guy called Sean or something, I can't remember his full name, but you know, he had a real bad dig at me about, you know, how can I be in this show because I don't go to the games. Well, I'll tell you this, mate, if you do listen to the show, I do go to a lot of games and I've been to a lot of games, so I'd just like to know where you're from, Sean, because that might be an old Irish name as well, so maybe Sean's sitting down there in Dublin or something, or maybe up here in Northern Ireland, and let's see how many games you go to, mate. You know, or we'll get you on the show. Oh, that would be better, Steve. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought he had had a dig at you, Steve. You're so quiet.
And the little tweet I put out about, you know, if you know your Spurs, you know that we'll beat West Ham, we'll beat Arsenal, but we'll lose to Aston Villa. God, dear. The grief I got from that. You know. But well, you know, it's just a Spurs thing to say, isn't it? I mean, that's the way that we've been for all these years, and I know it's different this year. Of course it is, but you know, it's only one year. You know, we might lose to Aston Villa. I mean, we lost to West Ham, so for a start, the tweet was wrong because we couldn't beat West Ham. You know, we lost to them. So you know, I'm halfway right in the fact that we have lost to a mid-table side. Yeah. You know, and got outplayed. You know, absolutely, completely.
Yeah, but then you know, we've got to hold our hands up.
We got Arsenal coming up, which you know is a terrific game. Absolutely buzzing for it. I personally, trouble is they have been on a bad run. I like to play them when they're doing great, because they always come to Tottenham and go, yeah, lovely, we'll do this, and you've got that pirate, supporter going, Harry Kane, who is what? He is, some incoherent sentence. That's my teacherist coming out there. Teacherist. But they're poor. But they've still got Ozil, Sanchez, and these guys who...
They're going to... Who's their goalkeeper?
Well, it's going to be Ospina.
Yeah, he was in nets against us, was it two seasons ago when Bale and Lennon scored,
No,
he was in nets last year, so
yeah. No, he's they rate him, we'll see, probably play a blinder.
Yeah, of course.
But, if we can get a couple of goals up and enjoy the game, that's what you want, yeah. Isn't it?
Exactly.
I spoke to my dad tonight, and he goes, I'll take 0-0 now. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And also, Carl, the great thing is that if they do beat us 1-0 or whatever, we'll still be above them in the league. Ever happened with 10 games to go.
Yeah.
So isn't that great? I mean, normally we do beat them, at this end of the season. And they, but they're so many points ahead of us.
Or they end up going on a run, win their next 10.
Yeah.
So they do, but no, it is. I think it's going to be, I thought about that as well. If they do beat us, look, again, it's not the end of the world. We're still above them in the league. But look, in the end of the day, we've got to also look at Leicester. If we lose this game tomorrow, in the end of the day, there's 10 games to go. We're looking at a title running. We need Leicester to slip up. Because we can't afford to go 6 points behind Leicester. We really can't. Yeah, and,
Carl, let's not worry about the league.
Steve, we have to.
No. Let's just finish above Arsenal.
No, look.
We'd be delighted with that.
I want to finish above Arsenal and we're in first place. Look, I'm not going to sit and beat about the bush anymore. There's 10. I've been thinking about it and hoping for weeks. There's 10 games to go. We are right in the middle of it. So I'm looking at Leicester's results. I'm looking at Spurs. I'm looking at Arsenal. I'm looking at Man City. You've got to look at Man United, who are on a bit of a run again. Yeah. Even West Ham.
Another
big worry as well is, sorry, Steve, that if we do lose tomorrow and United and West Ham, it closes it all in again. Yeah. It really does. And I want to keep that, 10-point gap. So do. But look, we're not going to be negative about it. We'll go and win this game. We'll go top of the league. Leicester will lose to Watford or draw Watford. And we're right in there with Aston Villa and Bournemouth coming up.
Would you sacrifice Borussia Dortmund to keep, the league going? Or do you think keeping, going in Europa will help the league campaign?
I actually think, in a way, that when that Florentina game came up on the Thursday, I really wanted, it's the first Europa League game in a long, long time, I really wanted us to go out and get a result.
Mm.
Because I think we needed just to get back on that winning track after Crystal Palace. So the Dortmund game, I think it's actually quite a nice distraction from the league as well. Plus it also gives other players, yes, I would sacrifice it if I was put in that spot. I would sacrifice it to go on this league title run. Definitely, 100%. I think 10 out of 10 Spurs fans would sacrifice that at the beginning of the last, say, 3 or 4 games with a chance to win the league. Because we said it as well on the last show, this might not happen again, Steve, for a long, long time. This could be like Liverpool when Stevie G slipped.
Hmm.
All these teams, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, United, they're all going to majorly strengthen. I think we'll strengthen as well. I think we've got probably the best manager in the league at the minute. So I think we'll strengthen. So we will still be up there. But with the new stadium and things coming up over the next couple of years and having to play away from White Hart Lane, it's going to be tough. So why not go all out this year? And you know what? I said to someone the other day, if we win the league, I don't care anymore. I actually don't think I'd ever get upset again. Do you know what I mean? Because I just go, yeah, sure, we're the champions.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure, we won the league there last year, you know, sure,
Yeah.
it doesn't really matter. That's my attitude from it, you know. So until we build our new stadium and then we can go for the league again. So, yes, I'd sacrifice, to go back to your question, I would definitely sacrifice it, but I think it's a good distraction. And Dortmund, you know, what a draw. What a draw. You know, the atmosphere for the guys who are going to get out to that away game, absolutely fantastic. And they'll also bring a great crowd to my tourney, and it's going to be a great European night. So it is, and it's one I'm actually looking at maybe trying to get over for, because I've never done a European game.
Yeah.
And the midnight, the
we
week,
can have,
during
you
the week,
can
they're
have
a bit easier.
It's no problem.
Okay, I shall take those nicely if you're not going.
I'm not going, no, of course
well,
not.
Well, I'm actually thinking of taking Christopher. That's what I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
So
I'll watch it.
I'll speak to you off air.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it and I'll be interested and I'll cheer if they score. But
yeah,
you know, this is the last 16. I mean, it's still seven. Was it seven more games till
the
final?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I mean, it's such a lot. So many games going.
I know. That's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing.
And I just want to focus on the league, and I wanted to focus on the FA Cup to get to Wembley. You know, did you watch that League Cup final? I mean, that was such a great game.
I enjoyed it.
Because I went to Spurs, so I got back for the second half. What a great game that was. And the fans and everything. And I was just jealous. Absolutely jealous. You know, I've said it a million times, but we should, a club like Tottenham Hotspur, Tottenham, Newcastle, Everton, all those sort of massive sides that haven't really gone for the league should be winning or be in the semi-final or final of the League Cup every single year. But what we do, as these clubs, us, Newcastle and the rest of it, we go, oh no, we'll play our second string in the League Cup because the league's more important. No, it's not. Going to Wembley, watching your team at Wembley, that's what it's all about. And it epitomises it when you watch Man City and Liverpool, two huge clubs, having a great day out, fantastic football match, and then a trophy at the end of it. You know, brilliant.
I love the League Cup as well. I say, but
any
our
any
last
cup is fantastic.
Wembley,
bragging,
you know,
rights
this,
into
yeah.
work,
yeah.
you know, and all that.
Yeah. But look, Steve, your bragging rights will be coming up very soon.
Hopefully.
Well, when you're walking in with your league championship flag, walking into school. I've never got a name on the back of my shirt in my life, but I might just get champions.
So it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. But look, really looking forward to tomorrow, Stephen. I'm sure you are. You taking the young lad?
Yeah.
There with you. You know, it'll be his first North London derby. So.
Yeah.
Have you been telling him all about it? Explain what this is about.
Oh yeah, no, he knows. Yeah. He tells me.
And what's his prediction?
He thinks that it'll be 4-0.
Okay, the Arsenal.
To Spurs.
All right, good.
Yeah, Ryan Mason.
Right.
And two from Harry Kane.
Okay.
Dembele with the.
With the fourth happy days. Well, if he gets that right, I'm telling you what, he'll be the top man. If that comes true, he's on the next show. So yes, he definitely is.
What do you think?
I said it earlier.
And put your hand on your head. No, put your hand on your heart first of all.
Mm-hmm.
What's the score?
I honestly think we're going to win 2-3-1.
And what's the hand on the head now? 0-0.
3-0 Arsenal.
Yeah.
No, I get feelings. I really do. I always get these gut feelings.
Thing is, they deserve nothing.
Feel confident. No, of course they don't.
They deserve nothing. Listen, I listen to their podcast, so you don't have to. And I've listened to them all this week and last week as well. Absolutely slagging off their team. Giroud they hate. Walcott they hate. Ozil they hate. Alexis Sanchez they hate. I mean, not like, you know when we go on a bad run, Cole, and we go, yeah, it's bad. But wait there. We might be all right. We might be this. We've got this player. You know, we never actually go bananas, do we, about how bad we are. We just go, look, we just need to do this and tweak this and get that player back. They absolutely slag off their team like you wouldn't believe, right? So they deserve nothing. And they say, you know, we played well against Man United for an hour. And away at Leicester, we were good. Apart from that, we've been rubbish all season. Well, that's probably true. Because every time I've watched Arsenal, they've been awful. So they don't deserve at all to win this league.
Yeah.
Two teams deserve to win this league, Leicester and Tottenham.
Yeah, 100%.
And actually, and I haven't got time to do this, so if anybody has, and we've already said before about attempts on goal, you watch Leicester, right? How many attempts they have on goal compared to their opposition? It's minimal. It is minimal. The other night against West Brom, actually they were unlucky for the first time I've ever seen it. But against us, we had loads more chances, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Against Man City. Actually, they were pretty good against Man City.
Yeah, but destroyed Man City.
But against Norwich, Norwich were far better, the better mm-hmm. side.
Norwich had the chances,
you know?
Yeah.
So it, you know, who deserves it more, Leicester or Spurs? Well, you know.
Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs. But Arsenal deserve nothing.
Yeah, they don't.
Nothing. And, you know, it'll be terrible if they win tomorrow because they don't deserve it. Absolutely.
No.
Hands down.
Right.
Fans don't deserve it. The manager doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I would say, I'll say for the first time, it'll be interesting to see what you think of the atmosphere. I think that for the first time in a long time, those Arsenal fans will be coming to Spurs and not being too cocky or too confident. Do you know what I mean? I think you'll see a different atmosphere from them, unless they get an early lead or something, you know. But
normally do get an early lead, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They've done it a few times. And again, it was a point one of the guys brought up to me on Twitter. I just can't remember your name, sorry. And he said to me, you know, this record that we've got, you know, we've got the most points coming from behind. But it's about time we started to score first and not have this record. You know, it's something that we don't, you know, want to be carrying on. And, you know, I think it is time that we, you know, take these games by the scruff of the neck at the beginning, you know, and get those couple of goals. But the big thing is, and especially at home, you know, if we go that goal behind, you know, the crowd, you know, what I could hear on Sunday from the radio when I was listening live, the crowd sounded absolutely unreal. And I know they were highly praised after the game. But that just sort of, it's such a different atmosphere, Steve. Over, you know, obviously from previous years where you go the goal down and half time comes and the boos ring around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like this time last year, even the year before, if we had went down 1-0 down to Swansea at half time at this stage season, the whole stadium would have booed.
Yeah.
And I would say you didn't hear one boo on Sunday.
No.
I think there was maybe a round of applause I maybe even heard. You know, so, you know, that is brilliant. That's an extra point to me. Every week, and we've, you know, I've shouted, you've shouted about it for years now, about we need to turn this place into a fortress.
Yeah, but it's
and,
only, it's the,
you know,
team,
the atmosphere.
It's the
but
team.
The team's helping us do that, yeah, of
you know,
course.
You can't blame the age of the crowd, you can't blame, you know, price of tickets, you can't blame American or Japanese supporters or whatever. It's the team. The team play well, you cheer.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's been great. It's been great. How, right, to finish it off.
Go on.
How are you feeling? What's your predictions for tomorrow? Before you finish that other beer there?
I wouldn't be surprised if we win 3-0.
Okay. And then what's your other?
I wouldn't be surprised if we lose 3-0.
It's such a nightmare, isn't it? It's one of those hateful games, isn't it?
Yeah.
You look at when the fixtures come out, when do we play them? When do we play them?
You can't wait.
You know
when they were so much better than us and they won, like Bergkamp scored, didn't he? And it was 3-1. And I think at our place, Petit scored and it was 3.
Yeah, and Adi Bayor days. Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at. We really are. And Arsenal are still banging on about they've got a better side. They really haven't. They actually haven't. You know, Alderweireld is sensational. Wimmer has been terrific, and he's you know, a second string. The fullbacks are better than theirs. The goalie's just as good as Czech.
Yeah.
In midfield, you know, up to Eriksen would slot into the Arsenal side. You know, he's an Arsenal player, isn't he? He's that diminutive, great passer, thoughtful footballer that would, if he was an Arsenal player, they'd crow about him.
Of course.
And then you've got people like Lamela, who actually the other day was brilliant. What was the game? The Swansea game, I think it was. He was fantastic in that first half. And
Yeah,
then
he's
you've got,
trying
yeah.
really, really hard
And
at the
then,
minute.
and you know, who's who? Ali, of course,
Yeah, outstanding.
terrific. And then Kane up front, who has been a bit quiet the last few games. But as I say, I don't think it's tiredness. I think he's being marked.
Yeah, well, yeah, players know him, yeah. And especially, I know a few clips that I've seen of the West Ham game, because I watch Match of the Day, I watch the extended highlights, then I watch Match of the Day just to see what they said. And, he was very isolated on his own, up front against West Ham,
Well,
so.
he was marked for the first 10 games of the season, so he didn't score many goals, although he played great. And then the side sort of went, he's not really up to much, this fella. And they left him alone, and he scored a load of goals. And now they're back on him again. So that's the cycle of football, isn't it?
Look, Harry loves these games. He'll be well up for it tomorrow, won't he? And I hope, Steve, at your standing where we were last year, up there in your seats, and watching Harry Kane walking around the whole stadium. Remember the noise last year? Because he had scored those goals, and he just walked around the whole, and was the last man to leave the pitch. It was unreal. It was brilliant,
Remember
so.
when he scored, me and you jumping up and down for about 3 minutes,
I know.
wasn't it?
Oh, it was brilliant. And then giving the Arsenal fans a bit of abuse because you're quite close to them up there, up in your seats, which is great, absolutely brilliant seats they are. No, last year was fantastic. And I think we'll never forget that. And the one before, remember the one we were at with Bale and Lennon scored within 3 minutes? Oh, dear. That was my first North London derby. Never experienced anything like it. It was unreal, absolutely brilliant, so.
Okay, so here we go. So brilliant game, really looking forward to it. If we lose, we're still above them in the league. How about that?
Yeah, and that's one thing. That's one thing we need to remember. But if we lose, I want the other teams to hopefully drop points. I'll be sitting praying that Man United slip up again, and Man City slip up, and Leicester, especially Leicester, slip up, But it's crazy funny. While we were chatting there, I have Sky Sports on the background, and it just showed you a clip. I just caught at the corner of my eye of Leicester this time last year. We're in the bottom three, and their next six games were like Hull, QPR, Aston Villa, and I just seen that. I went, isn't it unreal where they are, and massive credit to them. And I just wish it was someone else that we were chasing instead of Leicester, but unfortunately,
No,
Leicester,
it's good, isn't
we're
it?
coming for you, we're coming,
It's good. We'll see what happens.
but if we get this win, Steve, we'll all be absolutely bouncing, absolutely bouncing. With a nice couple of games, I know, like the tweet you put out there, beat Arsenal, and then you've got Aston Villa and Bournemouth coming up. But there are two great games coming up for us, and the form hopefully that we're in, and then another two toughies. I think it's Liverpool and United in a row, and then after that, it's only Chelsea just before the end. Who will be up for it?
Loads of
So,
games left. It's
yeah,
not
loads left.
someone said to me the other day, "Oh, Spurs, eh? Squeaky bum time." I was like, "Well, first of all, no, because there's still we're only 3 quarters of the way through the season. We've got a quarter of the season to go." Secondly, what are you talking about? Because Spurs don't know squeaky bum time.
Yeah,
We've never
true.
had squeaky bum time. So, a Spurs, and this other thing, oh, a Spurs going to bottle it. What do you mean a Spurs going to bottle it? We've never been here before.
Yeah.
It's not a question of bottling it because we don't know what we're going into.
Yeah.
So you don't, it's not like, oh, we've been here before, what are we going to do? Oh, we bottled it before. No, it's new. It's new to us. So I don't
And
know
it's
what's going to
new.
happen.
And you're right, and look, we will all be devastated and gutted if we do lose this game tomorrow. But, reality check, as you say, still above them on goal difference. Not the end of the world. That's what I'm telling myself anyway, in case we do lose.
Aston Villa next.
And Aston Villa next. But, we've got to try and enjoy this. I feel sick to the bottom of my stomach about this game actually tomorrow, but we've got to try and enjoy
it's
it.
Quite good actually that it's early, isn't it? Because if
Well,
this was
yes.
with four games to go,
Yes, oh, I definitely. You know, I prefer it now. And also, I know I said earlier on that I wish it wasn't the early kickoff. That's probably me being selfish for work reasons. But in a way, if you get the result, the pressure's on the other teams.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And won't it be lovely to be sitting at 3 o'clock, knowing you're top of the league and not worrying too much about what else is going on, bar waiting for the Leicester game at 5:30? You know, it'll be lovely.
And just to clear up, it's not the biggest North London derby of all time, because that was the Gazza. That was the semi-final. You know, even if we win tomorrow, that was the big one.
It was, but no, I think tomorrow will be bigger.
The Wembley FA Cup semi-final, that will always be the greatest Spurs game of all time, and it always will be.
Well, I don't know. If we win the league this year, that'll be the biggest game of all time because there will be some partying done. And I'll be
anyway,
on the way
mate,
to London.
That'll do.
Yes, mate. Well, look, fingers crossed. Look, come on, you Spurs. Back to winning ways tomorrow. Just go out, show everybody what we're about, and, you know, got to go out there and just believe in it.
If you could take one random goal scorer, who are you going for?
Vimmer. Vimmer.
Vimmer, okay.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I'll go Onuma.
Corner kick.
I'll go Onuma.
Yeah. It could be like the new Danny Rose. Remember Danny Rose?
Because so far, he's done nothing.
He hasn't done much, really, to be
he's
honest
done
with you.
Nothing. And we've sold Lennon and we've got rid of Townsend. And because Onuma's the new...
Lennon's scoring every week. Kitty. Oh, it's unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable,
imagine if we was bringing Lennon or Townsend on instead of Onuma. But no, Onuma's going to do it.
Well, you never know. You never know. Well, look, I hope you're right.
Someone
then.
Said
I
to me the other day,
scores.
I suppose he said, what do you reckon on Onuma? And I went, well, I slagged off Kane when he first came. I slagged off Lamela when he first came. I'm saying nothing about Onuma. He's going to be great.
Well, maybe you should slag him off and then he will be great.
Yeah, we'll see. You know. All right, buddy.
Yes, mate. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, come on.
And we'll get a show out. If we win, we'll definitely get an early show out. Yeah. If we don't win, we'll give ourselves a few days to calm down. So come on.
There you go. And keep tweeting us and keep giving us Facebook messages. Listen, anything you dish out, I can dish back.
You're right. I know. I take it with a pinch of salt sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
For goodness sake. But do respond, because I'll respond to you. Anyway, come on, you Spurs.
Come on.